This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're breaking the conditioning!
Yeah, but there's a lot of controversy.
The Mary story is like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
It sounds like it's confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if there were a planned implosion. It's just pancakes.
It's just baby out of incubator. Lucky jumping to die on the top.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating.
Folks, David Knight and others are coming in the next hour. Then there's the War Room with Owen Schroyer, Roger Stone, Mark Randazza, Randazza.com, great First Amendment lawyer, is here with us. I wanted to do one more big piece of news here. And that Starbucks racial bias training will be costly, but could pay off in the long run. Now, why did they do this when it tanked their stock last year, asking white people they were racist when you came in to get a coffee? It's bizarre. Why did they do this? Because it's part of creating hysteria. It's part of turning the general country into what universities already are. It is turning the country, as Randazza said earlier, into a giant re-education camp, in their own words. But the Perception Institute, research, representation, reality, making reality, what do they say here in the article? Who do they say on their own website they're funded by? By the Open Society Foundation, that's George Soros, by the Ford Foundation, that's Liberation Theology, and all these same groups, the California Endowment, are trying to create this division and this control, because at the top of the pyramid, they want us fighting, as Randazza said earlier, down lower in the pyramid. So we're going to play this quick one-minute report, breaking it down, and then get Mark Randazza's take on it. Here it is.
You may have heard that Starbucks is closing up shop today to implement mandatory implicit bias training. The move will cost an estimated $12 million in lost revenue, and critics say that it amounts to no more than virtue signaling. What's worse? Experts claim that when you mandate this type of training, it actually does more harm than good. So why would Starbucks go through with such a controversial move when it's costly and ineffective? Meet the Perception Institute, a think tank with the goal of propping up intersectionality, which is at the cornerstone of the liberal thought plantation. Here's the kicker. The Perception Institute is supported by, you guessed it, the George Soros Open Society Foundation, as well as another globalist foundation, the Ford Foundation. Now that we're able to follow the money, we can see exactly how the story turns. The Perception Institute has partnered with Starbucks to set the precedent for other companies to mandate this type of training and make it a cultural norm. If this is something you're opposed to, try supporting a local coffee shop, where you can check out more reports like these at InfoWars.com. Matt Weber reporting.
A quick report he fired out. Good job on the research on that, Matt Weber. Mark Randazza, I mean, it's just, it's always the same players.
Look, first off, I'm from New England, so I go to Dunkin' Donuts anyway. If I can avoid Starbucks, I do. I don't like their coffee. I don't like the atmosphere. But, you know, if when you look at something like this, you got to think about it in terms of what is this corporation trying to tell society? You know, they must have at some level some idea that either this is going to make them more money or it's going to steer things in a direction that they want. This article here says that it's going to be costly, but it may pay off in the end. I'm not really sure how. I haven't seen any part of this.
The paying off is the global mission with the corporations all unified pushing this crap. They're getting rid of religion, and the new religion is this.
Perhaps.
Sorry, I'm racist.
Well, it's like, you know, it seems to me that today, look, I think fighting racism is a noble cause. But it seems to me that it is becoming what communism was in the 50s during the Red Scare. Not that, you know, somebody is actually racist, but it's this question. I think at some point we're going to see people in front of microphones being asked, are you now or have you ever been affiliated with somebody who could be perceived as racist?
That's right. What they're doing is initiating a class war. What they're doing is initiating culture war, and they admit they're doing it, and they're manipulating the poor folks at the lowest levels of it. I'm now seeing bars are having reparations where blacks get free drinks.
Look, in reality, I think, you know, these people should understand we all do actually get along pretty well.
That's right. They're trying to make us not get along. All right, David Knight's coming up. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars comes to mind.
Alex Jones.
But there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones.
Well, Google is being accused of hiding negative stories about Hillary and her campaign, but changing its algorithm to bury stories like the Clinton body count story. That's according to website InfoWars.
This coverage has confirmed there are at least two shooters with fully automatic weapons.
Dr. Martin Luther King has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
JFK was shot from the back and the front.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
It took the baby out of the incubator. I'm not joking, but I was so smart.
I think this is a national security imperative. We have clear things that we do not understand how they work, operating in areas that we can't control. UFOs.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bankers in charge.
Israel claims the attack was accidental. Some former U.S. naval officers say it was on purpose. They describe the day's action as part of a continuing cover-up.
Russian intelligence compiled a dossier on Mr. Trump during visits to Moscow.
Russian, stop!
Denied everything. He called it all fake news.
And he accused CNN of being fake news.
If they kill Trump or remove Trump, it will cause a massive civil war in this country.
This is a FEMA high level alert.
We are at war with Russia.
Are you aware that Mr. Stone also stated publicly that he was in direct communication with Julian Assange and WikiLeaks?
The White House and the President are citing InfoWars.
They could shut us down. You're next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. This is David Knight with Tyler Nixon, and we're going to talk about free speech and the many attacks on free speech that are happening right now, because it's not just what's happening with Tommy Robinson. I mean, that's pretty amazing as we look at what's going on in the UK. And I think when we look at what happened with Roseanne Barr, it shows us that this is not strictly a UK issue. We're going to talk about why the two are related coming up, but you are related to former President Nixon.
I am very distantly.
Yes. And so I wanted to talk about the Electoral College, because this morning on Real News with David Knight, it was something that I just barely got to. We had a clip from Hillary Clinton talking about the Electoral College. And before we get to that, I want to go back, take a brief flashback to October 27, 2016. And this is about a week before the election. And we had Politico lecturing President Trump who was then candidate Trump, lecturing him on how he should handle his upcoming defeat. And one of the things that they went back to was the Electoral College and the 1960 election that was narrowly lost by Richard Nixon to John F. Kennedy. And so they talk about this. I said, you know, it looks like President Trump is complaining about how we have a rigged system here, that we don't really know how he's going to handle this because we're certain, said Politico a week before the election, we're certain that Trump is going to lose the election. Is he going to be a good sport about it like Richard Nixon was? Because, you know, Richard Nixon had a lot more to complain about than President Trump is, because President Trump is just going to get skunked in this election. But Richard Nixon narrowly lost it to JFK. And as I talk about this,
I was going to say, if you read Roger Stone, you know, InfoWars mainstay, Nixon's Secrets, as well as the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ, that election was stolen from Richard Nixon.
Yes. Plain,
right here in Texas, as well as in Chicago.
That's right. And that's what they point out in Politico. They say, look, it was a very narrow set of votes. I think it was about 8,000 votes or something in Chicago that flipped. And of course, in Mayor Daley's office, it flipped Illinois for JFK. And then the other key one, as you just mentioned, Tyler, was here in Texas. And of course, you had LBJ. And as they look at this, they said it was the thinnest of margins. His lead in the popular vote was only 118,000, Kennedy's lead, out of 69 million votes, the tightest popular vote margin since Grover Cleveland's defeat of James G. Blaine in 1884 and Benjamin Harrison's subsequent victory over Cleveland in 1888. He won the Electoral College but lost the popular vote by 100,000. So they're looking at this, and I think this is very important when we talk about the Electoral College and we talk about how easily elections can be rigged in key areas. Because if we don't have an Electoral College and it is simply a one person, one vote, as Hillary Clinton said, and of course she's not looking at one person, one vote. Because what we really should say is one citizen, one vote. Because
right.
The Democrats now, the game is to stuff the ballot with illegal immigrants. Isn't
it, huh? Which is astonishing. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted. They've reached a point where it's like, you don't even have to be a citizen. You can vote.
That's right.
In certain jurisdictions, they're
That's
trying
right.
to register, you know, non-citizens to vote. I mean, why have a country? Why have any type of, sovereignty?
That's right.
Or even claim to have it.
They're upfront about it. And so I think there's two key things about the Electoral College. I want to see if you agree. Number one, in the wisdom of the founding fathers, they said we don't want to have the vast majority of the country ruled by a few very densely packed areas, which is what would happen with a rigged popular vote. And we know that that's what would happen. And I've seen this, as a matter of fact, in county elections back in North Carolina. We had a switch from a situation where we had it broken down into certain regions. And so you had one little corner of the county was highly and densely populated from people who had spilled over from the county that had a very liberal college in it. And the rest of the districts in the county were very lightly populated with farming families that had been there for generations. And they changed the district representation. They changed it to an at-large. And what happened was this small corner that had such a large population, they wound up taking over the entire county government and changing everything to a very left-wing agenda.
I can speak to that as well in the little state of Delaware. The northern county, Newcastle County, is completely dominated by, you know, labor Democrats and has been for many years. And they rule the state. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The entire lower two counties are largely very conservative and Republican. The further south you get, the state is basically at the mercy of the northern liberal Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's why you need, an allocation. The Electoral College is a perfect example of it. In the Federalist Papers, they wanted a diffusion of the direct popular power, the direct democratic power. You know, we are not a democracy. We're a representative republic. And that's the whole
that's
point
right.
of it, is not to have the inflamed impassions or of the people or any particular, very close vote sway within a national, say, or a giant popular election, be able to determine the fate of everybody without there being sort of a breakdown of that those constituents. Now, remember, we're the United States of America.
Yes.
You know, and people think of that as one thing, but no, it's the United States as in plural. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, is the constituents of this country.
And prior to the Civil War, people talk about the United States are. And then after the Civil War, they talk about the United States is. They saw it as a single administrative entity and a top-down pyramid structure, but it was never envisioned to be that way. The Tenth Amendment makes it clear that they wanted to have powers reserved to these individual states, because the thing that the founders feared the most was the consolidation of power into a central area. And that's what we would have if we didn't have the Electoral College. We would have a consolidation of power into urban centers, which is what these people like to have.
We're supposed to have a federal republic. What we've been moving towards since the era of FDR is a unitary national state.
Yeah.
You know, it's all concentrated nationally. That's it. We're, like you said, we're one giant government, not a constituent of these states, not a creation of the states. And that's the way, obviously, the centralized authoritarian statists want it.
That's right. All right, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. I'm David Knight with Tyler Nixon. We're going to play that clip from Hillary Clinton, and then we're going to get into free speech issues. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're here with Tyler Nixon. And before we get into the free speech issues, and of course, they just keep coming. It's not just Tommy Robinson. It's not just the slap lawsuits against InfoWars. But now we have Roseanne Barr taken off the air. We're going to get to that in just a moment. Unpack that as well as I want to get Tyler's take on this court decision saying that Trump cannot block anybody or even mute them on Twitter. It's an interesting court decision. I think it's going to backfire on them, just as I think the takeover of the Italian election is going to backfire on the globalists. But I want to finish up with the Electoral College because we had Hillary Clinton in her self-pity tour weigh in on this again. And just as a reminder, a week before the election in 2016, we had Politico lecturing President Trump, who was then candidate Trump, lecturing him on being a gracious loser. They said Nixon believed that the election was stolen from him by corruption in Chicago, where Mayor Daley was there. They had that whole state was flipped by 8,800 votes, largely due to margins in Chicago, where Mayor Daley was there, very well known as a corrupt individual. And then the other place where it was flipped was in Texas, home of LBJ. And they said if Nixon had carried both of these states, he would have easily won the Electoral College 270-252. And they said, well, the FBI believed that Daley had flipped this. So it wasn't a question about the FBI because they had people listening to Daley.
You also got to think, with a margin that thin, 8,800 votes, I guarantee you they were flipping. You know, there was a lot more vote corruption than that. So you got to think Nixon would have probably won convincingly in those two states.
Yes.
The fact of it's that slim a margin, even with the corruption.
Well, it was a little bit more in Texas, and where they're talking about this, one of the individuals who reported on this at the time wrote a book on it. As you pointed out, Roger Stone has written a book on it as well. But this one individual said, well, in Texas, it was a little bit larger. It was 46,000 fraudulent votes would have had, were required a skilled manipulator. You don't think that Lyndon Johnson is a skilled manipulator?
No, that's totally, that makes total sense. Lyndon didn't, he stole big time. He didn't steal small time, for sure.
That's right. It was wholesale stuff. And he had a lot of people in Texas to help him.
Sure.
But I want to play for you what Hillary Clinton said about the Electoral College, because she is so desperate. Maybe we should send this article from Politico a week before the 2016 election, where they were lecturing Trump on how to be a good loser, because it was quite clear to them that he was going to lose by a much larger margin. Maybe we should send that article to Hillary Clinton. But here she is on her self-pity tour now talking about the Electoral College. And it's not just Hillary Clinton. A lot of Democrats are talking about the Electoral College. They want to get rid of one more safeguard that the founders put into the Constitution. Here's Hillary Clinton.
So, and finally, I know this is another really obvious thing to say, vote in every election, not just presidential election. You know, it is maddening because one of the panelists said, we get the government that we vote for. Now, we have this odd system with the Electoral College, and maybe... you know, we could get President Faust to explain the roots of that because it's a little troubling. But nevertheless, we've got it. I've been against it, by the way, since 2000. Not that
been against the Constitution.
You need to know that, but I have been because I just think it is absolutely contrary to, you know, one person, one vote. So you've got to find an issue that you really care about and go deep.
All right, so there's Hillary Clinton. She said, we have this odd system. It's called the Constitution, as a Tyler.
I know.
And she's been against it since 2000. And she wants all of us to be against the Constitution as well. And it's not just the concentration of political power into urban centers that would be what we wind up with nationwide, not just in state by state. I mean, in Virginia, you talked about your experience. In Virginia, you've got the areas just outside of Washington, D.C., as well as Virginia Beach. They dominate that otherwise conservative state. But that would be what would happen. That would happen nationally if we didn't have the Electoral College. But you know, she doesn't like that.
Well, she's been against it since 2000. You know, so, and I'm sure that if Hillary had won the election, that, you know, she would have been calling for the abolition of the Electoral College as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that would have been.
And the Second Amendment, she would be rewriting the Constitution as we speak. It would be very quick. You know, one more thing I want to say about this.
Loser of all time, Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
Period.
And one of the reasons that you've got the Democrats pushing so hard to get rid of the Electoral College. Let's understand, this is about illegal immigrants, foreign citizens, okay? Illegal immigrants are foreign citizens. They're criminally trespassing in the United States. She wants them to vote, as do the other Democrats. And the state of Alabama is now suing the Department of Commerce and the Bureau of Census to make sure that illegal aliens are not included in the census, because if they are, then the apportionment of congressional seats is going to work to the advantage of California. It will make them more powerful by counting the illegal immigrants. And so the state of Alabama is saying, we don't do that. We're not a sanctuary state. And so we don't want foreign citizens counted in California so that California can get more federal power.
No, it's complete insanity. I mean, you know, what it is, it's majoritarian force. They just want to overwhelm all the safeguards that the founders put in place to protect, you know, from majoritarian tyranny, which was the whole point of our system. It was very carefully constructed with, you know, the checks and balances, the balance of power between, you know, amongst the branches, and as well as the way the voting was not to be direct, you know, direct voting, direct democracy on any issue or any particular election, with the exception of the elections of the House of Representatives. And, you know, as you know, the United States Senate used to be directly or elected only by the state legislatures. And that was changed by the, I believe, the
early 20th century. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was right around the time that they eviscerated the power of everybody with the Federal Reserve and the income tax.
It was all in one fell swoop.
That's right.
The ability for the state legislatures to assert states' rights, in a sense. And I'm not saying that with a loaded term. I mean, literally, the
state's power.
State power.
Yeah,
correct. State sovereignty, their ability, you know, the state's ability as individual jurisdictions to have a say over how the country, you know, what the fate of the country is. They used to elect the United States Senate. People don't realize that. Now it's a direct election, and now they want the president directly elected. So, you know, they're just trying to overwhelm, again, the barriers that keep the Constitution in place, that keep us from being overwhelmed by majoritarian tyranny.
That's right. It was about a balance of power. It was about checks and balances in that power. It was about making sure that the states, essentially, if we were to look at it today, it would be as if we had the United Nations. We decide to get out of the United Nations, and they decide that we're not going to get out. And then afterwards, we just become an administrative arm of the United Nations, and we don't get to have any say-so in what is happening there.
Don't give them any ideas, Dave.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can see it coming. I can see it coming not over slavery, but over something like the environment, you know, taking everybody's power away from them.
It's also part of globalism, basically. They want a global government, and, you know, having all these barriers in these sub-jurisdictions does not serve that purpose.
That's right.
They just want the mass that they can manipulate and say, hey, everybody voted for this, and therefore, you know, the whole world's got to abide by this, or the whole world's got to live with it, which, of course, you know, is ultimately manipulated anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't trust any of these mass elections. And the fact of the local, you know, we have local jurisdictions, local sovereignties being able to control their own elections also is a backstop against fraud, against things like that.
That's right.
That would rig elections.
I talked to Michael Mahary of the 10th Amendment Center earlier today on Real News, the morning broadcast, and he was making that case. He said, look, we're not going to get Washington to surrender power so that we can have our liberty back. We're going to have to take it at the local level. We're going to have to reassert the 10th Amendment. And we can see that happening with medical marijuana. We can see that happening with people putting teachers in schools with guns, even though the feds have a law against that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties.
Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight here with Tyler Nixon. And let's take a look at the free speech issues, because we've just had another one pop up, and that's Roseanne Barr. She has now been canceled by ABC News because they didn't like what she tweeted. And understand that this show that they've just canceled, they had already renewed it. Why? Because it is the most popular television show on TV. ABC canceled this, and of course they're owned by Disney. It was the season's number one scripted series on all of broadcast television. It was the highest rated, most watched series of the entire season, and they have canceled it. Because, you know, Tyler, just like we're seeing with the bomb of the Han Solo Star Wars thing, I think when you look at Disney getting involved in Star Wars, They're more interested in selling their political agenda and their political correctness than they are in ratings or in profits. I mean, that comes first, doesn't it?
Or even just entertainment, period.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, Roseanne was very, this was a cutting-edge show. It used to be that, you know, we would celebrate something that was able to be a sensation that maybe had some political undertones or even overtones to it because, hey, listen, you know, got people talking. It brought it out into, you know, issues into the open. Murphy Brown was a big sensation. Now, granted, it was for the other side relatively back in 1991, 92. But now, forget it. Tim Allen silenced off the air. You know, hugely popular. Roseanne Barr, you know, and Roseanne.
And it was ABC that canceled Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah. No, same network. Same network. Mm-hmm. No, they don't care about entertainment. They don't apparently don't care about ratings or even, you know, money, profits, whatever, advertising. None of it. It matters to them only that they silence their opponents, that they not have any type of straying from their speech code, from what they think is acceptable discussion, acceptable discourse, even in a, you know, lighthearted. Although, I honestly feel like that was a show that could bridge the divide. Mm-hmm. It could bring people, bring issues out in the open in a way that people could relate to, that they could understand, hey, we can have these discussions and not be like at each other's throats all the time about it and maybe simplify it somewhat. Because, you know, she used to be a very, very liberal oriented,
yeah.
Hated Bush,
right.
and was always, you know, and look, she is consistent in terms of her, you know, she's an honest person. Can't have that on the air.
Well, let's take a look at some of the sins of Roseanne Barr. Earlier in the day, before it was put out that she was canceled, the headline was this. Roseanne Barr goes on wild and racist tweet storm about Clinton's George Soros and Chris Saliza and some of the things that she had to say. She said that George Soros is trying to overthrow the Constitutional Republic. She talked about CIA mind control and MKUltra. I wonder why she would do that. Oh, that may be because we've got a court case in Canada now of relatives of victims of the MKUltra program back in the 1970s. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to talk to one of them tomorrow morning on Real News with David Knight. If you want to catch that, we're going to have somebody who lived this firsthand. And folks, mind control by the CIA, these projects by the CIA, by DARPA, have not ended. You had a $4 billion allocation to the BRAIN Project, and that was an acronym, just like DARPA is an acronym, under Obama. They are still working on ways to alter people's personalities, to implant memories, to delete memories. And so this is something that only the technology has changed and the labeling has changed. So she's talking about the crazy idea of CIA mind control. Now, you're crazy if you don't understand that's what they have been focused on for the last 60 years. She called a reporter an effing mouth breather. I don't even know what that means. I think most of us breathe through the mouth anyway. And said that Hillary Clinton was a colostomy jug full of Shiite. And
so, I love that woman.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at this, like, so the one that now they're focusing on is the fact she said that Valerie Jarrett was a cross between the Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes, had a baby. So that was the quote-unquote racist tweet. Let me tell you, it was just a few weeks ago that we had Mel Brooks at 93, I think he was, 93, yeah, 91. Yeah, talking about how in today's environment, he'd never be able to do anything like the producers, where you got, where you're kind of making fun of Hitler and the Holocaust and so forth. And that was the premise there. As a matter of fact, he had some of the actors who said, I'm not doing that, that were Jewish, Zero Mostel. Yeah. But we can't have comedy, as we've been told by Monty Python, John Cleese, and others. It's a death of comedy. You couldn't have any comedians like Mel Brooks do their stuff today. You couldn't have Monty Python doing their stuff. You couldn't have Rodney Danger. And none of these people could do a comedy routine today because of the political correctness.
Yeah, the left is nothing if not humorless, dour, and consistently hip, self-righteous, and sanctimonious. You know, they're phony pieties constantly in your face. And yeah, it is the death of humor. I mean, George Carlin, you look at, and even Mel Brooks's remake of the famous To Be or Not to Be, which was originally done by Jack Benny in the 1940s.
Or look at Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
All
no,
the race
never,
jokes that he had.
Never, my God. It's very sad. Just within our lifetimes, you cannot have humor. You know, I think of Patrice O'Neill was a great comedian who sadly passed away a few years ago, who was someone who went on Fox News as, you know, a black comedian who was very cutting edge and defended humor, defended the ability to say anything, because that's the point of it, is to push the envelope. Just as free speech, the point of it is protect speech that is not acceptable to the main, that is not, you know, that is disturbing to people. That's why you need free speech protections, not to protect what everybody is fine with. That's why I have it in the first place.
That's right. That's
and I would also point out, you know, this isn't even controversial. There is no question that MK Ultra existed. This isn't like a conspiracy theory. This was brought out by the Church Commission. This is an acknowledged reality of our government. They were involved in mind control experiments and everything you can think of. Horrific stuff. Documented, admitted. Same thing with Mockingbird.
Yes.
You know, the project or Operation Mockingbird, where the, you know, I think it was Colby at the time, could not testify openly as to the implanting or the emplacement of CIA assets in every major news organization in our country.
And now it's not just there, but it's also in presidential campaigns.
Yeah, no, of course. Now,
that's what they don't like.
Yeah, and it's an informant, right? This guy just, you know, who worked with the CIA, whose brother is involved, or he has a family member, I believe, is related, involved, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. With MI6, something along those lines.
Yeah.
But you know, these people are these spooks. These people are the ones who, you know, dance between the raindrops.
There's a definite connection between London and Langley. I talked about that this morning. You got Christopher Steele. You got all these different people. You even got Stefan Halper, who is an American, but he was working in Cambridge. And he throws out a little bit of a bone to Brennan and these other people, saying, you know, I think I saw Michael Flynn talking to a Russian at a history symposium, so maybe you should investigate the entire Trump campaign. And so that's the little wedge that they use to get that in there. But we're talking about the death of humor, the death of comedy. And folks, if we don't get rid of this concept of hate speech, it will be the death of free speech. And that's what we're seeing here, I think, with Roseanne. Because when we look at Tommy Robinson, we have to understand that the First Amendment was eviscerated in Europe because of the European Union and the UN saying that if you say something that is offensive to somebody, we're going to shut you down. Now, that is at the root of the UK's beef with Tommy Robinson when he's out there reporting on these Muslim pedophile gangs. That's basically their understanding of that. But it's now gone way beyond that because it's bad enough that they would arrest him, that they would give him this kangaroo court process where in just one day he would be arrested, have a quick, speedy trial without a lawyer, and be sent to jail for 13 months. But then when the judge takes it to the next level and says, nobody can report on this, and if you reported on it, you got to flush it down the memory hole. That is the thing that's making everybody say, what in the world has happened to the UK?
Why not just send him? I mean, why even have that process? It's a joke. One day the judge rules on this guy and sends him away and says you can't report on it. I mean, that's not substantive or procedural due process. They might as well have literally just issued a dicta from whatever, you know, whatever murky powers were behind this and just lock him away. Why even present him before a court? I mean, it's a farce. It's a complete joke. And, you know, this is why we threw off the chains of the British Empire.
That's right.
Let's not forget, folks.
That's right. That and religious freedom, free exercise of religion. But if we go back and look at the tactic, Tyler, that the judge is using, he's using something that's called a D notice. What does the D notice mean? It means defense. Everything in America has been, we're told that we don't have any privacy, we don't have any liberty, they're going to surveil us because we have to do something for national security. How is putting a gag order on news media about this kangaroo court proceedings on Tommy Robinson, how does that relate to national security? Doesn't make any sense at all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's been been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
That's right. They just tell us what they think we ought to know. And if they think we should know it, they put a gag order. At least that's the way they do it in the UK. I'm David Knight here with Tyler Nixon, and we're going to be going to Harrison Smith in the UK to give us a live update on what is happening there with Tommy Robinson. As we were pointing out before, this judge issued, and this is the next step of this. First, it begins with hate speech and saying, we're going to take down anybody if we think that what you're saying is hurtful or if anybody is offended by it, it goes. And that is already happening. It happened with Roseanne today. It is happening to you on social media. We have people that are being purged and silenced on social media. That is how it begins. And those labels of hate are being put out there by the Southern Poverty Law Center, by Snopes, and by others on the left. And if we allow this to happen, folks, we are going to be sliding into the same kind of censorship that we see in the UK. But they've taken it another step further. Now they have gone through a kangaroo court process, and the same day they arrested Tommy Robinson. The judge sentenced him to 13 months in jail, took him off without a lawyer or due process, and that, and then he put out a D notice, which used to stand for defense. That's what it originally stood for. Now, I guess, as we're talking about over the break, Tyler, I guess now the D stands for disappearance. That appears to be what they are using it for now, because you can't argue that this is an issue of national defense. Who are they defending?
Right.
Are they defending their culpability in protecting these Muslim gangs?
Well, I mean, national security now is it's code for control, basically, is what they want. They want control, and that's what they'll use it for, is to they're control freaks, basically. You look at someone like a Brennan, who's a complete psychopath. I mean, the way this man thinks, I mean, he literally, it's like, you're out of power, man. Like, you're done. So stop threatening the president and acting like you're still in power. And over there, obviously.
Who knows? Maybe he is.
Yeah, right. God only knows.
All right, let's go to, we got Harrison standing by. Harrison Smith in the UK. Harrison, do you have an update on the status of Tommy Robinson?
Well, I got to say, that intro song could not be more appropriate. What I've been doing here, as you can see, I'm in front of the London Bridge on the pier here, and I've been asking people from London, locals, what they know about the Tommy Robinson trial, and they all are informed, but they're misinformed. You know, I had one guy say, well, you know, I heard that I heard the judge tell him specifically that he was not allowed in the courtroom, so he goes in the courtroom, I'm glad that he got caught. And I say, well, you know, he wasn't in the courtroom. He says, oh, really? So, yeah, and there were a couple other things. And so I kept asking him, are you not concerned that you're making decisions with incomplete or incorrect information? And it's like it doesn't even faze them. It's, you know, this particular guy, at least, was just like, yeah, well, you know, that's just the way it is sometimes. And if the court says that they had a reason, then they had a reason. And, oh, wow. And there it is. It's so bizarre. So that song, when it says, you know, they only tell us what they want us to know, it's amazing how everybody here has, anybody that knows about him has a very strong opinion on Tommy Robinson. And for the most part, as far as I can tell, it's just based off complete falsehoods.
And so they can characterize this any way they want, as long as they put a gag order on the press. And I think the other side of this is the supine compliance of the British press, where they just bow down to this judge, and they're not going to stand up against that. You know, we just had the left congratulating themselves about the Pentagon Papers, and I think the Washington Post did the right thing in terms of putting that out. Maybe you should ask them about Julian Assange. I mean, they don't support the free press with Julian Assange, and they don't support it with Tommy Robinson. If you can get beyond what you think about Julian Assange or what you think about Tommy Robinson and look at the principle of having an open, free society where you've got a free press, I mean, that's really the issue here. Get beyond the left and right thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Julian Assange point is excellent, especially how the Democrats have this habit of Trump will point out, President Trump will point out that the press is lying. And they say, oh, it's an attack on the press. He hates the press. He hates the free press. And he's going to destroy it all. And then you have Julian Assange airs some of their dirty laundry. And they're just like, hey, can we kill this guy? Let's go ahead and kill this guy. You know, it's just incredible the dichotomy that's being set up here. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I had to respond to a tweet, actually. Well, it was a statement. Adam Schiff says he won't. Assange has offered to speak to Adam Schiff and you know, clear Trump and say there was no collusion. And he says, not unless he's extradited. Someone said when he's extradited. So, well, you have to be charged with a crime to be extradited, right?
That's
right. The Justice Department's last position was Assange has committed no crimes. Unless you want to jail the New York Times and everyone, you know, Pentagon.
Jail the New York Times, jail the Washington Post, and we should dig up the graves of Ben Bradley and Catherine Graham. I think they're deceased.
Yes,
you know, dig them up and, desecrate their bodies because they're not worthy of being respected. But that's the doublethink of the left, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially with the Tommy Robinson case, I mean, it's just so Orwellian. Right. I mean, you couldn't get more totalitarian in this way that, I mean, essentially he would have just disappeared if it hadn't have been, you know, a couple of people with him that saw what happened and that knew what happened that he was able to keep in touch with. It would have been very easy for them to, you know, arrest this guy, sentence him that very day, put him away for 13 months and tell no one and have nobody know. And everybody could just ask questions and answering those questions would have been illegal. I mean, the level of absurdity, the level of there's not even a word for it. I mean, it's terrifying. It's just a terrifying precedent that's being set in a formerly sort of a paragon of free speech and of speaking to power that England once was.
Well, it's very much like the movie V for Vendetta. I mean, honestly, the black bags and they carry you away and that's the end of you. I mean, honestly, I never thought in my lifetime I would see that come to life in Great Britain. Now, I mean, the thing is, though, you know, Great Britain, obviously, you know, there is a lot of history there in terms of human rights, but nobody in Britain has ever said, I know my rights, you know what I mean? Because they didn't have them ever enshrined and protected. It's a royalist society, effectively. So, you know, we look, just 2 weekends ago, we had this, you know, this big parade for the royal wedding and so forth and all this gushing and so forth. And here's this poor man being literally black bagged and taken off and you know, disappeared in the same country and within like you know, days.
One of my questions, Harrison, maybe you might ask people, you know, the D notice that was always put up during wartime. That's when it first started coming out. World War One. They ended it after World War Two. But then they came up with the D notice. What does the D represent? It was about national defense. How is taking Tommy Robinson and gagging the press about reporting the facts of this case so that people are ignorant? How is that an issue of national defense? Or who are they defending?
Right.
Yeah, well, it's pretty clear cut. If you're doing things that you think might cause people to rise up against you, yeah, I guess it is, you know, in defense of your position, at least, that nobody else knows that it happened, right? So, you know, and that's kind of another one of those things. It's almost the more ridiculous their overreach is, it sort of becomes an argument for the suppression of that being brought to light, right? It's like, well, we can't tell anybody about this or else they'd be so mad. You know, what was the, I believe there was a leaked quote from Hillary Clinton that said, you know, if this gets out, we'll all swing from nooses. I mean, that's essentially, you know, well, what case is.
I think what this represents, and we all understand this is happening. We can see it happening in the United States with social media. We can see it happening with Roseanne Barr. If you don't support the free speech of people that you disagree with, even people that you think are repulsive, then you will have no free speech whatsoever. This all began with the hate speech laws and so forth that are being imposed on us by our social media oligarchs here, but were imposed on the UK by the UN, by the EU, by their redefining of free speech. Once you get to that point, and once they're able to silence speech on that basis, now we have still taken it to the next level with Tommy Robinson and this D notice that should be frightening. But I think we all see that we're on a slippery slope where we have thrown away the values of Western society and what really is tolerance. You know, they always want to talk about how, oh, you're so intolerant and everything. They're intolerant of speech that they don't agree with.
Well, how much differently?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say, how much differently is a D notice from national security letters, FISA warrants?
That's
We have that in our own country right now. Let's face it. You can't
That's
even
right.
speak about it if you have a national security letter, even to your attorneys.
I don't see
how that jives with anything. But go ahead, Harrison. I'm sorry. I've kind of jumped in there.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Sure. Oh, no. It reminds me of another story that just came out today of what's our Second Amendment, which, you know, is the gun control in England. They just... a judge just came out and said, maybe we should dole knives.
Yeah.
Maybe we should blunt the end of knives.
I know.
Right? And so it's this thing where what they really hate is the idea that people are angry enough to cause violence. So, you know, the end result is let's just stop people from being angry. Let's drug people. So they just, you know, it's really the emotion that's the cause. Because what they're doing is they're eliminating the use of the tools, but the base, you know, cause of it is still there. It's the same thing with free speech. They use hate law or, you know, hate speech laws or, you know, breaching the peace or denoting, you know, they're trying to eliminate the tools. But really what they want to do is eliminate you having a free thought at all.
Well, I think this stuff is going to backfire on them. I think gradually the people of England are going to wake up to this tyranny. I think the movement by a judge here in the United States saying that President Trump cannot ban people on Twitter. He can't block them. He can't mute them. Well, if he can't do that, how can the president of Twitter do that?
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real Red Pill.